Well, this is a Saturday night special here on 106.9 The Ranch, and that is someone you've been hearing the past couple Saturdays, Frank Ray, Every Time You Run, and he is here, my first official in-studio guest on Saturday Night Special.
So exciting. I feel like I need to leave my mark somewhere here, you know, and just make
we'll let you tag something.
That. Yeah, we're going to do something. I'll throw a sticker on something.
Well, we were talking, you said only a year, essentially, in this so far, and like it's been moving quick.
It's skyrocketed. I've been doing this for a year, and you know, we had a number 9 single with Every Time You Run. Yeah. Thank you so much for playing that. I can't thank you enough. It's really just there's so many moving parts in this thing that make it happen, and so many people involved, and so I'm very, very grateful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll go backstory. I mean, up until a year ago, you were a police officer in Las Cruces, and we always hear about El Paso, but you know, Las Cruces just on the other side. Right. How is that lifestyle?
It is a lifestyle.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's a brotherhood. I was super fortunate to meet all the people that I met throughout my career. I did that for 10 years.
Yeah.
In Las Cruces, and so. And people always tell me, well, you don't look like you could have been doing that for 10 years. And I said, well, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah. I mean, if you started straight out.
But I'm old. At least I feel that way. And I'm not sure that the road is helping.
Yeah. You know, 10 years of that can wear on you.
Yeah. No, but it was great. It was such a great experience. Taught me so much and pretty much helped mold me into the man I am today.
Well, and I'm sure, I mean, just inspiration. You've got so many stories now that well won't run dry for a while when it comes to writing the songs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I was always known as, the singing cop over there. And so Chief knew well enough that I couldn't say no.
Yeah.
Because he knew where I worked. Mm-hmm. And so he would always recruit me for all the national anthems.
Oh, that's awesome. That. Yeah.
So I did that for a while. But when I started writing music seriously and things really started taking off, I linked up with my manager here. Mm-hmm. Things got really, really busy, and I couldn't balance the two anymore.
Oh, well, yeah.
To the point where I just said, well, I got to make a choice, and I talked it over with my lady, and she said, you know, if you're going to do this, go all in.
And I'm sure she probably, the idea of, yeah, you're not at home, but you're not at home doing what you were doing.
Right.
Probably a little bit more comforting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Slightly.
Yeah, she was always worried about me.
Yeah.
And, of course, we worry about you know, my brothers and sisters in blue every day, you know?
Yeah.
We definitely back the blue over here at Frank Ray Music.
Well, definitely. I'm sure you probably every chance you get to try to do things and give back now that the career's on the move.
Yeah, yeah. And, they reach out still to this day. But the schedule has filled up, quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
And for the next few months. And so if we can work anything around that, we definitely give back.
Well, that's what you were saying, you know, this week, past weekend, you were in Vegas for the ACMs. You hopped on a plane, you know, to get to El Paso and then drove 5 hours to start the radio tour. I mean, you're feet first into this lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's the thing is I'm certainly not a kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I take every opportunity that's given to me. Mm-hmm. And had this happen when I was 18 or 19, I might have not done so well.
It might have been like some of the people that we have running around here.
Well, we won't mention any names.
Yeah, not to name names. Not to name names. But it's good. I mean, it's good to you have that life experience because they always talk about, you know, that you can have your whole life to write that first record.
Right.
Then everything after that. And so, you know, you've put in a little more time with that.
Yeah,
so
there's definitely some life experience there. And, you know, I knew that if I was going to do this and I was going to do it full time, that I'd have to treat it as a serious career.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we've done. And, you know, I'm fortunate to have my manager here. And, you know, he posts a bunch of shenanigans that we get into as well. So if you go check out White Knuckle Productions on Facebook, you'll see us hanging out with just a bunch of people from, you know, Craig Campbell to, you know, a bunch of the people in Nashville.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, Sugarland, Maddie and Tay, Midland, and we even got the pleasure of hanging out with Gary Payton, who's a good buddy of ours, the Seattle Supersonics.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, Hall of Famer, NBA. And he was just great. He linked us up with his personal barber and all this stuff to look good for the awards. And,
nice.
And then we went to Topgolf and threw back some shots. And my liver wasn't ready for that night.
Yeah.
But it was a great time. And you guys can see all those stories and stuff if you go check out our social media outlets.
And that's one thing you're really, you know, your thing is you're really putting that out there for everyone to see.
Yeah, I think it's important. I mean, that's something that I, as a fan, wanted to see.
Yeah.
From the people that I look up to. And there's always a little bit of mystery. And I'm thinking now people kind of like that transparency.
Yeah.
They get to go on this journey with you. And why not? Why wouldn't I share everything that we're doing with everybody?
And with, and with all the social media aspects, it's so much easier to do that, to keep everyone connected.
Oh, yeah. And we've made it really easy. You know, we're super accessible. And, you know, there's been a few things that have happened throughout our career that that sort of gave us a little more notoriety. So now that if you Google us, we don't, we're not three pages away.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, this is the Saturday Night Special. Sarah hanging out with Frank Ray. Why don't you play us something? We just played the old single. We're going to play the new one coming up. Yeah. So play something in between.
Okay. Well, I'll play you guys a song that you can only hear right now, Saturday night.
Nice.
At the ranch. Here we go. This song, a quick story, is I wrote this for... I played this while I was hanging out in Fort Smith, Arkansas with Mark Chestnut and Shooter Jennings, right? Hanging out on their tour bus. We were just throwing back some beers. And he asked me, well, do you write songs, boy? And I said, yes, sir, I do. He said, well, play me one. So I said, all right. As soon as I played him this song, he just had this reaction about him. Says, you need to record that right away. And then I got the honor of playing it in front of Clint Black the other day when I was recording out in Nashville. And same reaction. So I'm thinking to myself, maybe I should put this on a record.
I think you should. And definitely, you know, make sure it's squared away. So if, you know, one of them puts it on hold. You know,
yeah, that would be good.
Get that mailbox money.
There you go. That's where it's at.
That's the dream.
I'm in the wrong line of it. Anyway, this song here goes like this. Well, I've heard lots of stories about pitchforks and fires and a burning damnation for sinners and liars. Redskin longhorns and heat off his breath. But last night I found out the devil wears a dress. She'll pull you in with that skin just like porcelain. Red lips whispered, where have you been all my life? As she carries you on through the night. Yeah, you won't even know until she tears out your heart and your soul. Yeah, the way that she wears that halo, you never would have guessed. The devil wears a dress. Well, it says in the good book she once was an angel, 'cause she looked just like heaven sitting right across the table. And I thought that right then I was bound to be blessed. But hell hath no fury like a devil in a dress. And she'll pull you in with that skin just like porcelain. Red lips whispered, where have you been all my life? As she carries you on through the night. Yeah, you won't even know until she tears out your heart and your soul. Yeah, the way that she wears that halo, you never would have guessed. The devil wears a dress. So I'll say a little prayer and hope that it works, 'cause I need some salvation from hell here on earth. You won't even know till she tears out your heart and your soul. Yeah, the way that she wears that halo, you never would have guessed. The devil wears a dress. No, oh, no, oh, I'm telling you, my friend, you never would have guessed. The devil wears a dress.
Frank Ray here on 106.9 The Ranch. And yes, that is a country song.
That is a country
song. I'm going to have to agree with the other guys that you do really need to go record that.
Well, thank you very much.
Make sure to commit it to permanency, you know.
Yeah, no, and see, don't let the backwards ball cat fool you.
Yeah, no.
Country.
I get it.
No, I grew up 90s country. I love 90s country. And some of my biggest influence were Mark Chestnut, mm-hmm. and Clint Black, and Tracy Lawrence, and George Strait, and Alan Jackson, all those guys. And so, yeah, I think it's important to try to stay true to that root.
Well, and it's really cool that's just coming back around, having its kind of revival.
It is, yeah.
I mean, you look at you mentioned Midland. Look at Midland. I mean, they are just hot and heavy on that right now.
Absolutely, and I think it's important, you know,
yeah.
You know, for this generation to sort of keep that alive.
And everything just kind of rotates, because I feel like, you know, the past couple years, there's definitely been that 70s outlaw sound. So it's,
yeah,
everything just comes back around.
It's emerging. It's coming back.
Yeah,
I think it's important. But yeah, no, it's been great. It's been a heck of a ride, to say mm-hmm. the least. And I can't wait to see what's in store for the future.
Well, what's in store here on the Saturday Night Special? We're going to chat with you a little bit longer.
Yeah.
So
let's do it.
Yeah. Keep it here at 106.9 The Ranch with Frank Ray.